Perfect Wine Pairing on Stray FM with Ake and Humphreys.
Today we have a delightful indulgence courtesy of Steph's Victoria Plum Pastry Tart. Finding a wine to pair with this is a little trickier. However, if you break things down, you'll find that there are lots of tasty things that you might choose. Ideally, we're looking for a wine that is equally or slightly sweeter than the tart. This suggests then to avoid anything too sticky or rich, such as a fortified wine like port or sherry. The better wine choices here, in my mind, need to be especially complementary. A simple trick to help would be to look at the colour of the wine and the tart, as we've done before, but also to look for a pudding wine that's not too big in alcohol, as this will often mean that there are a higher proportion of natural sugars in the wine, i.e. the type of sugar that is sherbet sweet as opposed to syrupy sweet. Examples of wines like this will often have the words late harvest on the label, or Spätlese in German. However, for me, my perfect pairing for Steph's tasty tart would be an Italian Moscato d'Asti like Aralassia at $7.99. Here, soft, grapey sweetness, which complements the dessert, is met by slight effervescence that can help cleanse the palate from the rich creme patisserie and creamy elements with delightful effect. Cheers!
Perfect wine pairing on Stray FM with Ake and Humphreys. Wine know-how, simply shared on Leeds Road, Harrogate and School Lane, Collingham.